Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The word vanilla is synonymous with plain or without embellishment. In magic, vanilla is the term that refers to the base characteristics of a card. If a card has no special mechanics or abilities, it's said to be vanilla. Adding to this only slightly, a card that has basic or common abilities is said to be French vanilla. It has just a pinch more embellishment than plain vanilla. So what is the reason for all these food-related analogies? In magic, evaluating cards is an important and powerful skill, one that can be developed with enough practice. And the first step in evaluating a card is to put it up against the vanilla test. Take the bear mentioned in the last episode. A 2-power, 2-toughness creature for 2 mana is a good yardstick from which to measure other 2-power, 2-toughness creatures. Not counting its other abilities, paying 2 mana for such a creature is average to good. Less than that is great. More than that would be overcosted. So the first step in card evaluation would be to consider a card's base characteristics. And this is what is called the vanilla test. The Magic Minute. Now part of the Major Spoilers Network. Visit majorspoilers.com.